Today has a few names. Sunday is the obvious one, but our handy-dandy church calendar tells us that it's also Reformation Sunday and Peace Sunday. Toward the end of the week, we have All Hallows' Eve and All Saints' Day. All of these days are connected by story and by faith. Reformation Sunday is when we remember the courage of one man to challenge the establishment of the church, which had somehow lost some of its integrity. Martin Luther was a priest in the Roman Catholic Church. He saw that the church was getting greedy. It was twisting the rules and the scriptures to fit its own purposes. The turning point for him seems to have been when the Pope directed the sale of indulgences to pay for new buildings. An indulgence was paid by folk who didn't want to go to purgatory for their mistakes or sins. Luther said that the Pope didn't have any authority to say who went to hell or not, and that Scripture taught that if people believed in God, God loved them and saved them. That's it. Luther published 95 theses, which outlined the abusive practices of the church. It wasn't Luther's intention to leave the church, but in challenging the ethics and morals of the church, he found himself excommunicated, and thus began the story of the Reformed and Protestant churches. It hasn't been an easy journey, because as faith began to be explored outside of the realms of the Roman Catholic Church, there were different interpretations of the scriptures, and so there wasn't a single Reformed church that evolved. Our own United Church finds its roots in Congregationalist and Presbyterianism, which came from the work of Reformer John Calvin. What feels important for me is that those who challenged the church didn't do so for themselves. They did it for others. They looked at the abuse and privilege of an institution that wasn't looking after those in need and called it out for not doing its task for God. They realized that power had corrupted and that it was important to go back to the roots of faith to reimagine how God wanted them to behave. They weren't always accepted, but they did not give up on their steadfast faith that God loved everyone and that the institution shouldn't decide who was in and who was out of God's heaven. When we look at our world today and the many struggles we have, that is powerful food for thought, isn't it? We don't get to decide who is in or who is out. God does. We don't get to let go of the truth in life and set up a hierarchy of who needs support and who doesn't. And we certainly don't get to take our own power at the expense of those who need help the most. Peace Sunday is a day of hope. How do we work toward the peace that God wishes for us, offers us, asks us to share? While Luther and Calvin may have agreed that God loves us just as we are, and that faith in God was the only thing that God asked for, we have also learned that faith has actions attached to it. We cannot say that we love God and then not live it. Jesus tells us that God loves us, but needs us to reflect that ever-present love in our actions. We don't get to take power for ourselves at the expense of those who need the help the most. We don't get to decide who is in and who is out. We don't get to decide which truths we will tell and which we will hide. Peace comes when we talk to each other, listen to each other, and work to give the other what they need. Peace Sunday is a day of recognizing that we all have a place in God's world, God's creation, and that there is room for all people. It's not about one-upmanship. It's about being our best together. All Hallows Eve is the day that Luther chose to publish those challenges to the church. On All Hallows Eve, people would go to tidy up the cemeteries. They felt that this was one of those thin places in life where spirits may return. For some people, it was a day of atonement or trepidation that evil spirits might return. For others, it was a day of remembering and honouring those who had gone before. All Hallows Eve was the day before All Hallows Day or All Saints Day, a day when churches celebrated the saints of the church, the leaders whose stories told of being your best by living faithfully, truthfully, and for the benefit of others. Both of these days were days when many people would be at the church, so Luther was strategically putting out information when it would have the best distribution. All of these days that are part of this week are reminders that we are to take time to hear and listen to each other. That the stories of the past should inform us of how easily it can be to get detoured into thinking of ourselves first. They also remind us that we need to be aware of those who put other lives at risk as they gather their own power. Look at the world today and see those things happening again. See people thinking only of themselves. See power being gathered at the expense of the most vulnerable. See truth being twisted. All of these days that are part of this week are about connection and listening. Connecting with God, listening for truth. Connecting with all people, listening for their truth. All of these stories remind us that we start with faith and with God. That's the beginning. And then we grow. Because we are loved by God, we grow. Because we know that the world needs good people and that God says that we can be that, we grow. We grow into the protesters who see people being diminished or set aside. We grow into the peacemakers, not setting out to fight, but setting out to put balance back into the world. We grow into those who are the leaders of the world, the ones that we know are needed to bring the care back into everyone's living. Every day that we live is a day that we are loved by God. Every day that we live is a day when God asks us to love for God. How are we doing?